Welcome to We Could Be Wrong, But Who Cares? This is your moderator, Christopher, and I'm here today with the mighty Anderson. That's awesome. The still your dude, Mahmood.
Hello, hello. Your dude, Mahmood.
Sorry. Not your typical Karen.
Hola.
Still Sean.
We all got names.
And the one and only, and Mike.
And Mike.
Hey, guys.
His first name is actually Ann.
His first name is Ann, last name Mike. That's awesome.
And last name is Mike.
It's an abbreviation for Anderson.
So, guys, welcome to my bunker. So today we have some interesting topics. We're going to be speaking about the House passing. Well, this is pretty much, they gave TikTok ultimatum. They told them either sell to a non-Chinese owner, American buyer, or we're going to ban you here in America. So that's pretty much the choices they've given them in this bill that they've passed through the House. This bill is now coming through to the Senate. We'll be speaking about that, as well as speaking about a case where a father put, sedatives and his daughter's friend's smoothies as he controlled the whole day. And one of his daughter's friends felt uncomfortable and sent a text to her parents and to her family friend to come and pick her up. They took all the girls and found out that they had all been drugged with sedatives. Wanted to talk about that and wanted to talk. I know everyone on this panel is parents except one person, but I wanted to talk about how they felt, if, you know, what they did with their daughters and sleepovers, how they would have felt if that was one of their daughters that got saved, and talk to our one panelist who's not a parent and hear his thoughts on being in a situation like that and his, I guess, feelings about that. So I know that Mike wanted to open up the show with a thought. Mike, the floor is yours.
Okay. I want this to come across, I hope it comes across as not being negative, because I don't mean it to be. I really don't, but we seem to be having a pattern on our programs. And Renee throws out an opinion or an idea that's very strong. And, you know, for example, the Chinese non-citizen who got elected to the, or was assigned to a board that had to deal with the elections. And the story about the IRS, you know, was going to, hey, man, guess what they're going to do now? The IRS is going to give tax breaks to people who take in immigrants. And then there was a comment about Jack Smith couldn't be the prosecutor and those kind of things. And so what happens for me is I just kind of feel like, hey, wait a minute, there's got to be more to the story here. There's got to be more parts to this. So I kind of dig into it and looking at this whole thing. And then all of a sudden I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I've been put in the position of having to defend the liberal agenda, kind of. And I don't want to defend the liberal agenda necessarily, but I do want an accurate story, okay? A more balanced, biased story, unbiased story. And that's kind of where I'm going. It turns out the Chinese immigrant lady, yes, she spoke Chinese and English, so the ceremony wasn't in Chinese. The people of San Francisco had voted to allow non-citizens on certain committees to try to get more citizen involvement. That's what they're doing it for. She was picked by the mayor to do as one of the people, you know, to be on this commission. And it had nothing to do with voting or anything like that. So, that, you know, that's the other side of this story. The IRS story just went away. There never was an IRS story as far as we could find. It just kind of went away. And then Sean last week did some information about Special Prosecutor Jack Smith saying, hey, you know, according to the research and according to what everybody pretty much knows, yeah, the Congress can assign special heads for prosecution. And Renee had made the comment, like, you know, he wasn't even legally entitled to do that. Okay, Renee has he can feel strongly about his opinion. Okay, I'm glad. I want that. We do. We really need that. But at the same time, I think we kind of owe each other a bit of a responsibility to kind of bring this the story into more of an accuracy-based story, or at least give it a shot that it's not just a zinger, but that it's a story. You know, I've looked a little bit deeper into this thing, and I see now that this is the story. You know, I don't know. So that's where I am with that, guys. Reactions?
No, I personally agree. I think we need to have, I mean, there's nothing wrong with stories from both sides of the aisle. I think that's a good thing. And I think we can get more from it in the long run. You know, like we've definitely agreed with Renee on immigration policies that we don't agree with what they currently are. But I think you're right. In my opinion, I think what we bring forward, we should have some factual base in what we make claims to, because we're responsible also. I mean, I don't see us as a news station, obviously, but you know, we're a show that tries to give information to people, not just opinion. This isn't the opinion show. This is something we're trying to have discussions on subjects. At least it's my opinion.
I think we're growing together as we continue the shows and episodes. And while each one of us may say some things, it's about how we react to you, and we are doing the due diligence like you just did, Mike, which is what everybody should be doing. But it's about the art of conversation, period. We have a conversation, that's the topic, and we get to a resolution. That's how it should be, instead of just putting out a zinger. Like, that's the emphasis of the show. We could be wrong. We could be wrong, but we discussed it so that we can do an endpoint. And possibly a positive one. That's my thought.
Anderson, Karen?
I agree with all you guys, actually. You guys said it the best.
Well, I think it's great that we all have, like, when we have a panelist or a group of panelists with different points of views, because that I feel like it stimulates critical thinking. And I think that that's the main goal for shows such as this, to encourage and stimulate people, motivate people to, well, wait a minute, I disagree with this, or what are they talking about? I've never heard of it. And hopefully it encourages them to go out there and find out for themselves, to form their own opinion, and not just basing it on, okay, well, Chris said this, so it must be true, wrong or right. I'm going to support him no matter what, right? So I think that that's what at least most of our listeners are getting out of a show like this, you know, to encourage them to go dig deeper and find out for themselves, to make informed decisions on who and what they want to support. So, but I think with that said, like Mahmood was saying and everyone else, I think respect goes a long way. You have to respect each other's perspective on certain issues, because that's their, you know, they have that perception because of their values and their morals that they keep and practice. So, yeah, that's my thought.
Chris?
I don't speak for Renee, nor do I pretend to understand.
Well, I have to speak for yourself, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but I really want to go, I'm going to go out there on a limb a little bit. So, when speaking to the party that Renee represents, and I speak to a lot of them constantly, one of the reasons why a lot of them keep off the show is mainly because they feel that they're outnumbered. There's a series of things happening today. These last 2 days have been, you know, breaking news that side with former President Trump. And the Georgia case, 3 counts or 6 counts were dismissed. There's been several delays. The Supreme Court has struck down Trump being disallowed on the ballot. And when things like that happen for the party that Renee represents, they feel like tremendous victories and vindications, because they had been consistently saying, look, this is what's going to happen here. You're being manipulated and you're being railroaded to a certain narrative. The reason I'm saying all these things is because, you know, from my perspective, from what I'm understanding, and I think Karen hit it on the nose as well, is that, you know, show some respect and you know, and just don't throw out things and not do your own follow up. And I think that, you know, I think that the party that Renee represents, they do their best to give the information, but they feel that they're so oppressed. Matter of fact, this goes into one of the main topics of TikTok, and this segues into there. But I do want to end what I'm trying to say. I just don't want to ramble with words. The point that I'm trying to make is that, you know, we know that Renee just throws out things. And then, like Mike said, he goes, hey, now I have to defend something that I wasn't really wanting to defend, or that I might not just agree with, just knee jerk reaction to agree with. But you're putting me in that position. So, I mean, I understand that aspect, right? But at the same time, you know, again, I don't know how Renee feels, but I know how the party feels. And the party feels like they're constantly being bombarded with this, with, you know, their perspective of what's false narrative, that they have to put what they feel they believe in. And when things like what's happened for former President Trump happen, they feel vindicated. So there's some type of weird confusion there. So when you say, hey, man, you're just throwing out things, you're throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks, they feel like, no, no, I'm not. Yes, some things that I might have said didn't follow through is, and then they believe there's some, you know, black hand at work or some conspiracy. And again, you know, these people feel like they don't want to be called conspiracy theorists because they feel like they have, you know, sort of behind ball information. Is that making any sense? Has anyone understood a point? Do I need to redirect it and reclarify it?
No, I understand.
Okay. Does that help, Mike, with what I'm trying to say? No.
I think they're two different things.
Okay.
I would like to see, you know, like Karen said, Karen is talking about, you know, we're putting information out there for people and then they can respond and maybe carry it further.
Right.
And then Sean said, and there's a responsibility factor as well.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I'm just suggesting that, you know, I want you to bring those things forward. I do. They should be brought forward. Everything should be brought forward. Okay. But
no.
Dig a little deeper before you just simply throw that out there. And it, you know, like the Chinese story, after you find out what it all comes out, would that even have been a story we would even have talked about? I mean, it might have been, you know, but it,
no,
you know.
No, yeah. No, I think you're right on that. I think one of the stories that I felt was true was the possible law that passed in California to allow
right.
undocumented. Like, that's something.
And know. We had a really good discussion about that. Absolutely. Back and forth. Absolutely. Yeah. See, that was, 'cause, and maybe it was just the way it was presented, you know, rather than, hey, this is a, you know, and I think the presentation was, hey, there's a potential law out there. I want you guys to look into that. Okay. All right. That's, you know, that's okay.
I found out New York has that law, guys. Undocumented immigrants can get licenses.
Yeah.
There's certain parts of New York that have that law. So, and the, Renee, if you're listening, brother, I don't agree with that either.
Well, I mean,
part of it is, Chris, it's like bringing us together a little bit more rather than finding those extremes on the outside, you know, find a way to, you know, okay, let's, you know, present the story in such a, you know,
yeah,
you know,
well, I mean, again, that's why I brought up the topics that's being spoke about today. I mean, this is like a move step closer to Jesus moment that we're having here on, you know what okay. I mean? Because the thing is, like, you know, I do take responsibility and that sort of disconnect, but it's hard. For example, we have a new panelist coming in next week, a female panelist, and she's going to talk about the joys of RFK Jr. Okay. And she's super excited. We're super excited. You know, the thing is that we need to cut out the yelling and screaming at each other. You know, I've been blessed to be able to go to my state's capital and then to go to DC to meet some of the people that we talk about. And how are they going to want to come on this show if we're continuously yelling at each other? And I'm not criticizing anyone that's here, nor am I criticizing Renee or any other person that might be fringed or not fringed, you know, that might be opposing to the main majority of this panel. It's just, we're similar to what Mahmood said. We're trying to learn together. But the thing is, we have to stay consistent.
And we have to listen to each other, both sides.
And stay consistent.
That's part of the issue, is we don't listen, all of us at times, and there's too much interrupting and not allowing points to come through. You know, let people talk, let them get their point out, judge what they say, and go from there.
The other thing is, for example, you know, my assignment was to find out a bunch of stuff on RFK Jr., okay? And I do. I have a lot of information about him. Renee's assignment was, and maybe he had it. I hope he did. But Renee's assignment was to look into the law that allowed direct flights, the parole law that allowed direct flights into the United States, you know, just so that he could see himself, okay, this is the inner workings of this law. This is how long it's been going on. This is what's happening. This is not an illegal program. Okay. And, you know, and that kind of stuff. I don't know. I lost where I was going, but it just, there has to be, you know, he has to do his due diligence too, I guess, in terms of, hey, did you research and find out about why President Trump had the authority to close the border? That's a very important point, and I don't want to tell him that point because I have. I want him to be able to read it on paper and see where that authority comes from so that we don't have to yell at each other, Chris.
No,
so
and again,
come,
Mike.
So he can come back. He can come back and go, hey, I looked into that. You know, now that you say that, I see what you were saying. Okay. That's going to reduce the yelling. But see, he won't even do that. And that bombs me. So anyway, yeah. I'm glad he's not here. He gets a chance to listen to this and, you know, yeah. respond yeah.
And move to
and
that.
Sure. That makes sense. So,
yeah.
And I'm honestly, please don't think for a second I'm trying to bag on you and or want you off the panel. Right. We want you on the panel. We want your voice. Your voice is powerful. It's needed. I mean that sincerely.
Wow, that was hey Anderson, can you make us laugh, please? I mean, shit, that was a little bit too.
Yeah, Renee's actually probably listening to the show and calling us names. We don't know what we're talking about, so I don't know if it's gonna get through. And that this podcast right now, this episode is weak and it was boring.
No audience, no purpose.
Okay, thanks for my rant, guys. I appreciate that.
Okay, guys. Okay, let's talk about this TikTok thing. How many of us are avid TikTok viewers? I am.
I'm
on TikTok. Yeah.
You know what? I am not. I don't even have the app.
Same, man.
I don't have the app.
How do I appreciate Anderson saying that? But I just think Mahmood's an ass when he says it. Why is that? That's just. I'm joking. I can't.
That was fair, Mahmood, huh? That was real fair.
Yeah. Wow. Didn't we just talk about this, Chris?
I do see the TikTok videos when they're posted on Facebook, but right. I don't have TikTok.
Well, let me tell you.
Mahmood's too young. He should be a TikToker.
Right? Exactly. Mahmood should be all about even doing that little what's that?
He should be making his own videos.
Yeah, I was expecting Mahmood to do that.
He should make dance videos.
Yeah.
Everybody's on social media to begin with. Besides, the purpose of it for me is to upload pictures for the world to see, for the other members of my family and friends on it. I don't go to social media to get entertained. I watch anime. That's enough entertainment for me.
Look what I had for dinner.
But
that's so annoying. My wife does that.
What? Put food.
I wouldn't say that.
Sean said it.
Puts like, it out there.
We get to the table ready to eat, and I can't touch my food because she wants to take a picture of it. That's annoying. I'm fucking hungry. I want to eat now. Jesus Christ.
Hey, kid, before you call me, honey.
Well, TikTok has been absolutely terrific for the right. And the right says that's where they get the real news, not the George Soros, you know, manipulated news, not the fake news CNN, you know, state-run media MSNBC news. And right now a lot of the people of the right are up in arms because they feel like the Biden administration is trying to shut it down.
Oh, stop. That has nothing to do with the Biden administration. Well, that's what you're saying they're feeling.
Well, it's going to go to the Supreme Court anyway. Do you guys?
No.
It's going to go to First Amendment rights. That's what they're the going to argue. It's going to go this, forth.
But
the Republicans are pushing this pretty big, Chris.
No, the rhinos are pushing this pretty big.
Okay, yeah, okay.
The rhinos are.
All right.
You know, rumor is, okay, people are saying, and a lot I've heard from a lot of people are saying this, that Trump wants to buy TikTok. Swear to Jesus. I heard that.
Okay. Well, that would be interesting, but that would make sense. Yeah.
Yes. Why don't we ask the panel who believes TikTok should be banned and not banned?
Okay.
I mean, we're discussing it, but what does people think?
Oh, for those who don't know what rhinos are Republicans in name only.
Yeah.
Just for those. Just for
okay.
Those.
Thank yeah. you.
No problem. Mm-hmm. No problem.
What was the purpose?
You didn't know that, Karen? That rhinos?
No, I didn't. No. I wasn't born here. Just kidding.
No, that was a dude. John Talley.
The first time I heard that from or John or yeah. Sue. Yeah. I was going to say yeah. first time I heard that term.
Yeah, first time I heard that was John, yeah.
And a lot.
Yeah. What were
Mahmood, you were saying something?
So we're going to vote? We're going to vote?
Oh, yeah, vote. Well, but first Mahmood was going to say something and then we're going to do our vote.
I was asking, what was the premise of them trying to remove TikTok from the United States? Is it just because they're owned by a Chinese company?
Because TikTok has certain the Chinese don't allow not even half the stuff that's allowed here in the States, and
they censor it all. That's why
absolutely.
Google and all those guys came out is because they had to go under the Chinese government's regulations, mm-hmm. and everything would come into them. And they basically said, nah, sorry, we're not going to do that. They backed out. So that's why there aren't that social media companies in China.
And our representatives feel that there has been a lot of misinformation that's been through foreign intelligence to corrupt the minds of our citizens.
Okay.
We're going to do our
vote. That's one of the concerns.
That's one of the concerns. Absolutely.
Okay.
Sean will be bringing up other concerns in a moment.
We're going to vote first and then our other.
Yeah. Well, we're going to vote and then Sean's going to bring up other concerns. We'll start with the vote with Mahmood, Anderson, Karen, and Mike, and then end off with Sean while Sean gives us some other concerns they have.
And Chris.
Oh, yes. Chris, I'm before Sean, by the way. So, yeah.
We're voting for or against the ban?
Yes, that is correct.
Against the ban.
Can you just say why?
I'm against the ban because, like you said, it's a form of social networking. And some of the people use the social platform as a means to not only project themselves, but get information. While there's concerns that our government has that we're being manipulated and they don't like that all of our information is being processed by the Chinese corporations and then refiltered back in, I still say that it's a freedom of speech, a freedom of right to have whatever you want and use whatever you want as long as it's used appropriately. But I'm not for taking it away because it's an application. Use it if you want it. Don't use it if you don't want it. It's not up to the government what to have and not have unless it's a hindrance to our nation.
But
unless it's a hindrance to our nation, I don't feel like there's a reason to ban it.
Okay.
Anderson, Tag, you're it.
Oh, I'm against the ban. Freedom of speech. We're not China. We're not in Iran. Thank you.
I'm against the ban for a number of reasons because I was on it before it became TikTok or known as TikTok. I was on it when it was Musical.ly and I did mainly like lip syncing stuff, videos with my daughter when she was younger, just for fun, you know, for ourselves. I think I only posted one video then or two, but the other reason is for me personally, and I can only speak for how I use it, but just as everyone is saying, it's a form of censorship. Why are you banning one social platform when all the others are allowed to just allow mis and disinformation. So they should all be treated fairly and equally. If you're going to ban one social platform, then you should look into all the others, right? And my other reason for being on TikTok, it gives me a form of escape when I want to decompress, because a lot of days they're pretty bad. And I don't want to deal with the news because it's depressing and I'm already depressed. And I want to look at people cooking or showing me how to hand knit blankets and pillow covers. So it's a form of escape for me, as well as, you know, allowing independent individuals to share their expertise or their knowledge or information that we wouldn't otherwise hear about or know about if we just continue to subscribe to the two or three mainstream media outlets that are out there that are also spreading mis and disinformation. So I think there's a lot of reasons why it shouldn't be banned. As far as mining our information, we already give out our info. Everybody has our info, you know. GPS lets anybody and everybody know where we are on our phones, right? We use it to locate our loved ones, but other people have access to it, I'm pretty sure. So I don't know. I think their reasoning for banning it is kind of ridiculous. And I think they have a different agenda or reason for wanting to ban TikTok, and it's not for our safety.
Who's next?
Hi, Mike.
W.
Am I up?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm not against TikTok, but I think as it exists right now, it should be banned. And what I mean by that is it's simply too much. It's a Chinese-owned corporation. There's no doubt about that. Its company, its headquarters are in Beijing, and then there's another one in Europe. They try to distance themselves from the Chinese. But I, to me, I guess the situation is, if the Chinese are going to censor and control all the information that goes into China, then a source that's coming from China should have to fulfill the same obligations coming into America. Okay, so basically you have a censor that would control them, you know, of sorts, not, you know, in it, I'm just a filterer, you know, you'd have a company that would do that, or you take away Chinese control. You know, in other words, it's not a Chinese operated company and it has no connection to Chinese government whatsoever, then I absolutely have no problem with TikTok. I think it's like you said, Karen, it's been a fun. It's, look how big it is. It's grown. People are turned on by it. I don't think that should be taken away, but I think we need to control the behind the scenes factors that, you know, that just potentially could be a problem.
Chris.
This is me speaking, not as a moderator. I think absolutely TikTok should be banned. I think it's corrupting our youth's minds and our adults' minds. I've written a paper on how TikTok put a lot of our healthcare professionals in bad situations where they were trying to get, empathy praise because they might have lost the patient, and they put a camera on themselves and they're all sad and crying in the hall, talking about how hard their job is. I've seen TikTok corrupt a lot of terrific professions and people in them for clicks and likes. The dopamine that you get from that little heart is ridiculous. It's become a drug, and we're abusing it. I also feel that it spreads so much misinformation that it's putting people in cult-like states. I think that there's a lot smarter people than me that are behind it, controlling it, and, you know, corrupting nations from the inside. It's a bit extreme, this thought and feeling. I acknowledge that, but that's how I feel about it. And for those people who just think it's just freedom of speech, I think you need to reevaluate that, because we don't have freedom of speech like you think we do. You can't yell fire in a theater. So I think we need to put on our big boy pants and say, you know what? Some things are just bad. And that's all I got to say about that.
All right. I'm kind of mixed on this. I think that Chris is correct that it corrupts a lot of people. I think, like a lot of other countries, and I'll go through this in a minute, have banned TikTok, especially on government phones and government computers, which I think should be, all social apps should not be on government phones and government computers. But ones like India, the European Union, Canada, Britain, Australia, other countries such as Pakistan, Afghanistan, Indonesia, Somalia, Taiwan have all banned it because they think it does corrupt the youth and brings disharmony to their country. And I think you're right, Chris, on freedom of speech. We should look this up more. But from my understanding, and Mike, you may be able to correct me if I'm wrong, freedom of speech means freedom to speak against your government. It doesn't give me the right to say something, example, to Mahmood that's really terrible. Freedom of speech doesn't allow me to do that. And like Chris says, I can't yell fire in a movie theater. Freedom of speech in our Constitution allows us to speak against our government. It doesn't allow me to be an ass and say whatever I feel like without having repercussions for it. You know, and that's why we have defamation lawsuits and stuff, because, well, I have freedom of speech. No, you have freedom of speech to say stuff against your government. That's what it means. But anyway, so that's my feeling on TikTok. I think there should be restrictions. It should not be on government phones or computers. If people want to use it, knowing the potential dangers of being, you know, their information being taken, then we're adults. The question is, what about kids? And that's the hard part. I don't know.
No. What do you mean you don't know? You don't let kids drink, right?
Really?
No, oh, yeah.
No, I don't do that.
Well, do you, Sean? No. I don't know. Yeah. You might be endangering children. Yeah. No, but, none of my kids drink before
21.
Yeah, you know, we don't let kids smoke.
But there's a difference. We let kids do a lot more now than they used to. You know, my granddaughter's on Facebook. You know,
well, okay. But here's the thing, though. I mean, and that bleeds into another topic. You know, there are predators out there.
Yes.
Of all shapes and sizes. But I'm just interrupting you just to tell you, like, yeah, as for kids, yeah, no, they shouldn't be on it. You know, like, there's YouTube for kids, and even that shit's dangerous. You know?
I understand what you're saying, and that is definitely your opinion. And we expect
it's a fact. There's some dangerous shit on YouTube Kids.
Well, no, I understand that. Yeah. But I'm saying it's your opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Are your kids watching YouTube Kids, Chris?
Not no more.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just wondering.
They were, though, but not no more. I cut that shit quick.
Oh, okay.
And that's cool. And that's the point I was going to make. I mean, restrictions, the kids, well, that's a parental restriction. It's not a governmental restriction. I mean, you have to be able to make sane decisions for your own family based on what you feel is safer, is okay, allowed, right, for your kids or to protect them, basically. So again, I think that's an overreach to say, you know, generalize and say, well, let's ban it because of the dangers to kids. Okay, well, what about the parents? Why don't you hold them accountable?
Well, I mean, I respect that, Karen, but the same government tells you to wear a seatbelt, right? So our government does tell us to do things sometimes, right? I don't know why.
Well, that's for our safety, though. That's different.
Well, are you telling me that?
They could argue that it's for the safety of the entire country.
Yeah, our mental safety.
Yeah, and the government also tells women, my kind, that we're not allowed to have abortions.
Okay, fair, right? But I don't want to say it's apples and oranges. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to say that. That's fair, but I'm saying, you know, I think our government should come in and really and regulate some things that we do. No, do I, your body, that's fine, but your mind gets corrupted and you become a workforce and a working thing. That's not how I meant it. You become a working, you know, entity within our culture, within our workforce of our country, that's a different story. You do whatever you want with your body, but if your mind's corrupted and you're now in our workforce or you're now in a position of power and you've been manipulated or been indoctrinated, you could become a threat to all of us, right? Or am I reaching here? I mean, it's okay if I'm reaching, I could be wrong.
I agree with that, basically, in principle.
But you could say the same thing when you talk about indoctrination. You could say the same thing about our schools. There's a lot of things that they don't talk about when they talk about history, for example, right? Only the good parts are told about America. They don't talk about how they colonized other countries. So, I mean, it's all relevant, Chris.
Yes.
I think, you know, yeah. So if you're talking about restrictions in the government's reach and what they can restrict and what they should be regulating and stuff, I agree to a certain degree. Yes, the government has a play and a role in making sure that we're not just a lawless country. But at the same time, it's like, well, you can't say, you know, this when it comes to certain issues or certain things, you know, like, oh, you're being indoctrinated. Okay, well, what about our schools? What about this? What about that? You know, so we're all individuals. You, like I said, again, critical thinking, you need to be able to think for yourself and not just be a follower. You know, that's like, yeah, you can watch TikTok, but if you're easily manipulated by information and you don't know how to think for yourself, then that's on you. That's your problem, right?
No, it's all of our problem. I mean, look at that boy that went into, you know, Buffalo and started shooting up that grocery store. You know, he went live stream.
Again, you say it's everyone's problem because we're a part of this nation. We're all citizens as we are part of a group. It's, again, the ability of the user for how they use it. Like, again, Karen uses it for entertainment. You think that she's going to be manipulated against?
Yeah, she could be manipulated. Yes, I am saying that. That's exactly what I'm saying. She could be manipulated.
Be manipulated.
Everyone could be manipulated. That's why I want government to step in. Yes.
But again, what is the purpose of TikTok as a social media platform? It's for social media.
But it's like, not being used for that.
You make that.
People are calling it a news source.
Okay, fine. Use it as a news source if you want, but you can't create. Like, you can't make one news source alter your own identity. Like,
it's altering other people's identities. You're saying it can't, but it's doing it.
Maybe I just I'm on the other side of the fence on this one.
Maybe you're just mentally stronger.
Well, the question is, I think the ultimate question is, how far do we let the government step in? Mm. That's the ultimate question.
That is the ultimate question.
Where do we stop the government from taking control of individual lives?
When did it become so horrible that government has regulations and shit? Like, why are people so anti-government?
Well, why are governments so evil and bad? From time to time?
Sure, but you know what? I you know, sometimes you have to sacrifice some freedoms, or am I going down a slippery slope?
No, I understand completely, but I think that's the ultimate question that's hard to answer, because everyone's philosophy on when the government should step in and when they shouldn't step in is a line that really varies by group or person by person.
That's why it's important for who we vote in as our representatives. So all those dumbasses that don't fucking vote, fuck you guys. Because you're the same ones that don't want government in it. Well, go fucking vote, fucking assholes. I'm serious.
Well, what they say, California only had 18% vote in the primaries or something like that. Was that correct?
I left California. I'm very disappointed.
Primaries
in California
are usually really low.
And yeah, that's but it was the lowest it's been in a long time, they said, Mike.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's why California, because 18% voted. So
yes, I did leave California for that reason. How dare you say otherwise? You're not
that's
in my
answer.
That's
the main reason you went to a different state. Your state votes more.
I said good day, sir, with your false accusations.
But I do like the part about what Karen said about the personal responsibility, though, because I think we're certainly lacking that in terms of, you know, expecting someone else to control. As a parent, you know, you should be paying attention to what your kid is watching. You should be paying major attention to what your kid is watching in today's world, unless you're from another fucking planet.
Yeah.
So that's a responsibility that should come down to the I think Karen's right on in that part of it. I agree.
Did you hear how quick Anderson was to see to find out if I still let my kids watch YouTube kids. I mean, he was quick to try to come at me.
It was just a question, and you responded, and that's it. Because we are here to agree to disagree without calling each other's names, like unlike some other people. Go ahead.
Well, I think the voting thing, like you said, Chris, is very important. I've always been and have always had people tell me, and I've told other people, if you don't vote, don't complain and don't say you have an opinion. Exactly. If you're not getting out there voting, you have zero say as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
I got something to say about the voting issue.
If you say you don't fucking vote, dude, I'm just going to fire you right here on the spot. So if I were you, I would not say it.
He votes.
As I grew up here, as a child, never valued politics very much because I didn't understand it. As I grew up and I learned to talk more and more and understand that my freedoms and my rights and this regulation is controlled by the government, then I started understanding why it was valued so much. But as I see it and I grow more and more into politics, everybody labels themselves by a certain party because they like the way the party thinks. But I feel like that's also a part of what makes us a little bit far apart is that we idealize the parties instead of what just we talk about sometimes. Like, the function of a government isn't to have parties, it's to function properly for the prosperity of the nation. And sometimes I feel that
the party's about the prosperity. What was that last phrase?
He's a poster for politics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's a show. I feel like the United States sometimes gets a show made out of it.
And you feel like the United States sometimes makes a show out of it?
Mm-hmm. Politics,
it's a complete shit show. It's something about money or views.
Who does it better than us?
It's the against stuff, huh? I think it's the against stuff you're talking about.
Ask them. Are you talking about the against stuff, Mahmood?
I mean, in other words, it ends up being two big parties that are just banging each other without focusing on...
Mike, can you let him see if that's what he's asking, please?
Sorry.
Go ahead, Mahmood, what were you saying?
It's not just the against stuff. It's that our representatives aren't going in as representatives. They're going in as parts of a party. So when you're part of a party, you're already isolating yourself and polarizing yourself to a side. I wish our representatives would carry their party in their like minds and not worry about it and not label themselves by, I'm belonging to this party. Why don't you just be your representative and then fucking move forward with it? And why does it matter what party you belong to? I don't understand it. I've never understood it. I simply maybe just don't agree with it.
Mike, would you like to tell us what he said?
Well, I think you're talking about the bigger issue of, you know, there are two parties and the name of the game, the gold ring, is to win. That's the gold ring. And so that's part of what we're dealing with. And so whoever has the gold ring has the power, has the money. And so that's why it's become, you know, I think it's the same thing. Again, it's just one against the other. It's just two functions. And so they just bang each other rather than, again, focusing on, you know, the real issues that have. Immigration is a perfect example. Okay. I think a perfect example, Mahmood, because we have this huge problem going on in our country right now, just absolutely enormous problem. And yet the two sides can't agree to come up with reasonable legislation to try to stop it, to try to control it. And there's excuses and reasons on both sides why they don't want that to happen. But bottom line is, we need it to happen like 2 months ago, 5 months ago. So is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, yeah, because usually what ends up happening is these two sides fight with each other. And instead of, like, I don't know how many people are in the House of Representatives by number or the state legislature, but these people should be going in and voting individually, not as part of a party. Yeah, and I think that's like carrying into a little bit of the bias, is that they are voting in with what their party wishes.
Of course, or they won't get funded to run again. I think our whole first season of the show was arguing about, you know, term limits for congressmen, you know, or figuring out the 2 years and they just have 1 year to, you know, realize they made it. And then by the following year, they're running again. So, yeah, that was our first whole episode. So as for parties, I think it's more now over cultural wars. Like, you have conservatives. I mean, there's a difference between being a conservative and a Republican. There's a difference between being, you know, MAGA and a Republican. I mean, it's insane. You know, you have a buttload of Republicans just not choosing not to rerun. You know, it's gone bonkers. It's just about this is another problem I have with TikTok. All the fear that's there. All the fear. And then, you know, if Renee was here, for sure we would have for sure talked about the fact that Next committed suicide, or that's how the coroner reported it.
Mm-hmm. It was well, we hinted at that at the time. I remember we hinted, like, I remember somebody, I think I said, I hope it wasn't a suicide. Yeah. I think Renee did too. He hinted at that.
Yeah.
That's sad. It's sad. That's a sad story. Just like bummer.
You know, what I want the audience to think about, and I really want Anderson to close off with this thought too, but or to say something that close off with this thought, but I want Anderson to respond to this. You know, you heard from everyone. You know, pretty much the only two people, or maybe Sean felt this way too, but Mike and myself, well, I wanted it completely banned. Mike wanted heavy regulations. Sean said he has mixed emotions, but you, Anderson and Karen felt like, no, guys, let's not do this. You know, people have to have their own accountability. I know I think differently from Sean and Mike when I say, and people are dumb, dude. People are trendy, and I don't trust people to make their own decisions. But I could be dumb, right? And what I want the audience to think about and wonder, I know we have a lot of older listeners, a lot of listeners that are older adults, not seniors yet. But if you're on TikTok, when you look inside that little screen and you like run across someone spewing all that hate, I want you to ask someone, you know, or not ask someone, ask yourself, is this what I want? This unregulated Wild West in my hand, in the palm of my hand? Anderson, I know you felt very strongly about it not being touched. After hearing some of the things that Sean, Mike, and myself said, do you change your mind at all, or do you still feel strongly about it not being touched?
No, I changed my mind, actually. You were right in terms of what happened during the COVID, where doctors were getting assaulted or getting threatened.
Well, what about them?
There should be regulation on it. Should we take it off? No, but should there be regulation? Yes.
Awesome. Audience, can you do what Anderson did? And this wasn't planned, by the way. I was not expecting Anderson to say that at all. I was actually expecting him to, you know, make fun of me somehow. So I was actually quite shocked about it. so I was quite shocked about it, but pleasantly surprised. Sean, can you go through this time in history?
I can't. I forgot again.
I thought we were running a longer show too, but that's fine. You're the boss. That's fine with me.
The only reason I want to cut it is because I actually want to talk to the group. Sorry.
Well, the reason I didn't get it, so give me hell. I started vacation today. As you can see, I'm at the beach house.
Yeah. No. Wait. Slow down.
I started vacation.
So, wow.
How about this? Let's find a happy medium. Let's do half of your length of this time in history, and then we'll call it even. How about that? Yeah. I don't give you hell. You just do half the length of this time in history, and we move forward between all of it. Okay. Is that cool? Jesus,
what a... Yeah. Wait, I was bad.
Mahmood, was there anything you wanted to say?
I was asking you if you want me to pause the recording.
No. When I say thank you, good night.
Your voice is much better today in history. Yeah, his voice is really much better right there. It was real good.
I would like to do today in history, guys.
Oh, please, Anderson, can you do today in history?
In 2004, Putin was reelected.
Okay.
In 1988, Steph Curry was born.
Mm.
And then in 1933, Quincy Jones was born.
Damn,
it looks like 1879, Einstein was born. I know it's not compared to Steph Curry and stuff, but yeah, Albert Einstein was born.
So is this what's going to happen, Sean? You're going to let Anderson take your shit?
No, I promise I'll have it next time. Okay, I feel so okay. Bad.
I would like to take over this segment.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to
Weekly. I will always be ready.
And
Sean, you ain't shit.
I hope you really do think about what we asked. I mean, it was really cool that Anderson said, yeah, dude, I actually did change my mind a little bit. This is the purpose of the show, for having us to at least to find a compromise, because Anderson actually gave a compromise. I still don't think it should be taken off, but sure, I'll do regulations. This is what I'm expecting to see from all the different personalities and people that grace our show. Let's work together. Thank you, guys, and good night.
Good night. Yeah.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye.
Well, no, Karen, stay. I want to talk to the group a little bit. That's why I got to.